Chorito Vipravakena Atvam Dakshati Takshaka Mrityavono Padakshanti Mrityunam Mrityumishwaram Chodita sent Vipravakena by the words of the Brahmana. Na, not. Tvam, you. Takshant, dakshati, will burn. Takshaka, the snake bird Takshaka. Mrityava, the agents of death personified. Na, upadakshanti, cannot burn. Mrityunam, of these causes of death. Mrityum, the very death. Ishwaram, the master of the self. The snake bird Takshaka, sent by the curse of the Brahmana, will not burn your true self. The agents of death will never burn such a master of the self as you, for you have already conquered all dangers on your path back to God. Please repeat. The snake bird Takshaka, sent by the curse of the Brahmana, will not burn your true self. The agents of death will never burn such a master of the self as you, for you have already conquered all dangers on your path back to Godhead. Purport. Real death is the covering of one's eternal Krishna consciousness. For the soul, material illusion is just like death. But Parikshit Maharaj had already destroyed all those dangers that threatened one's spiritual life, such as lust, envy, and fear. Sukadeva Goswami here congratulates the great saint, the king, who is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, homeward bound to the spiritual sky, was far beyond the reach of death. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Samadhyam Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaya Shri Guruve Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sukadeva Goswami is saying, the snake bird Takshaka, sent by the curse of the Brahmana, will not burn your true self. The agents of death will never burn such a master of the self as you, for you have already conquered all the dangers on your path back to Godhead. Harinama Kirtan is to sing the glories of the Lord. And so Shukadev Goswami was then asked, Prakshit Maharaj said, then you please sing to me the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And over the course of these 12 cantos, although actually Shukadev Goswami only enters in the second canto, the first canto Sutta Goswami is speaking, because as you know, the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam is just not just one narration, but there's Sutta Goswami is also speaking to the sages at Naimisharanya, and Maitreya is also speaking to Vidura. There are different narrations being referred to, such as the Bhagavatam being spoken by Anantadev to Kumaras. But overall, the whole thing comprises the Bhagavatam itself. And so right at the very beginning, as with this verse, Hariya Nama Alakirtana, and even already earlier, Sita Goswami had already began, already in the second chapter, describing that actually, just like here, Tamadaveti Swayam Bhayam, is that simply by the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, fear personified is actually afraid of the Supreme Lord and the vibration of His holy name. Bhagavatam also will conclude here, the last verse of Bhagavatam. Nama Sankirtanangasya Sahapatha Pranathana Tanamo Dukasamanas Tanamami Kaviparam. This is the last verse. So when a scripture, but not the scripture, this is generally the system of education. You start off by telling the students, this is what I'm going to teach you. And then during the process, you remind them what it is that the main theme is, what's the message that we're trying to get across. And then at the end, you say, and now this was the essence of what I taught you. So this is one of the technical ways of understanding what is actually the real purpose of a scripture. And the real purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is Harinama Kirtana, is that you chant Harinama Kirtan, you chant the holy name of Hari. And who's Hari? Then that's also described. Yes, there may be many forms of the Supreme Lord, Eti Chang Sakala Kung Sang Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. But Swayam Bhagavan, Lord Krishna, because He is the original form of all other incarnations, and therefore He is fully manifest all potencies, therefore when you chant His names, then all of the potencies of the Lord are present in actually His names as well. So those names. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Nijasara Saktista Trapitanyamita Smaraninaka. Nijasara Shakti, all the Shakti, all the potencies are present within the holy name of the Lord. And Maharaj Parikrit was such a personality. He had already, all of his life, been glorifying the Lord, chanting His names, hearing of His, here just like we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing of Krishna's pastimes, but for us, we're reading something out of a book. Parikshit Maharaj, he was hearing about Krishna. Krishna is his relative. He's related to Lord Krishna, so he's Uttara's son. So there's already a relational relationship with Krishna, who was just present, was present at the same time as he was. Krishna personally actually saved Maharaj Parikrit within the womb of his mother. And so it was very much of a live thing for Parikshit Maharaj. Of course, it's no less live for us if we actually really attend and hear very, very carefully the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, ultimately, what is the real message of this particular verse? Parikshit Maharaj is going to die. In one sense, that's nothing new. And he already understood that he had 7 days left to live. I'm sure up to now we've spoken about that. But it brings home the very issue that we don't know when we're going to die. Day before yesterday, I got a telephone call from England, and I was speaking to the temple president there, communicating with the president of Leicester Temple. And there's one disciple over there who was in hospital, and he actually had cancer, and he had an operation. And I spoke to him maybe a week ago, and he said that the doctor said he had about 3-4 years left to live. So when I spoke to the temple president day before yesterday, he said, actually, you know, the doctors have sort of revised the schedule. They said he has 1 week left to live. And then he told me, he said, but I think you need to talk to him because it hasn't quite registered with him that he has 1 week left to live. And this is a phenomena that happens with people who really know that death is imminent. In English terminology, we call it denial. In other words, that everything is going to end, everything that we used to, our whole way of life, our connection with our family, our employment, our body, our so many different attachments, that it's going to be over. Unless one is really, really prepared for that, we'll not be able to digest it so easily. And therefore, often, what happens is that people they just don't hear it. They just don't hear that message. Oh, it's going to be over. It's going to end. And so what do they do? Well, I think I'll come to Coimbatore, to the Ayurvedic hospital, and maybe they'll be able to cure. You don't even have time to get on the plane anymore. So there's no longer time for looking for cures. In fact, I remember, and of course this was a devotee, this is another example, and that was in Hungary, in Budapest, and this was one of our sort of congregation members. He was actually a manager of, you know, these musical bands, rock bands. He was a very well-known person, very affluent person, and he also had cancer, he had throat cancer. And he used to come, every Tuesday he used to come to the temple. And all afternoon he would sit in the temple room and study Bhagavatam. He would just sit there and read Bhagavatam. He loved reading Bhagavatam. And he also was dying. And till the day before his death, he and his wife were planning, well, that cure didn't work, and the number two cure didn't work, and number three cure didn't work, and number four cure didn't work, so now we're going to try number five, which was going off to some mystic in Russia who's supposed to do all kinds of magical things. So this problem of accepting the fact that actually we're going to give up this body, and unless one actually prepares for that, then to do it at the last minute is very, very difficult. It doesn't really work. And therefore, either one just psychologically blocks it out, as I mentioned in the first instance, or is just always looking for alternatives. Well, we can find some kind of magical cure. But at a certain point, every one of us has to recognize the fact that there's no more cure. Time is out. Your time is up. And that's something that we have to recognize. Throughout the Bhagavatam, we see that there are different instances When in Srimad Bhagavatam, either Shukadev Goswami or someone else who's speaking makes this point that the time factor is no longer with you. For instance, when the Bali Maharaj came to conquer the heavenly planets and the demigods thought of fighting, but the Lord Brahma told them, don't even bother, it's a waste of time, you're not going to win. The time factor, the modes of nature are not with you. Better you just all disappear. And when the time is right, then you can come back and reclaim your throne. In time, the demons will have to go back down to the lower planetary systems and you can regain your kingdom. So, time, what is time? Krishna says, Kalosmi. He says, I am time. And I destroy everything. Lokaksha Ritparita. He says, I'm the destroyer of the three worlds. And that's including our bodies as well. So it's inevitable. From the moment that we come into this world, then the time is clicking. Every one of us has a certain measured amount of time, and at some point it's going to be over. Therefore, this is the school. Just like I was told, there are so many educational institutions in the nearby area. And I passed by the medical college, and then there's the science academy or something over there. They're all very elaborate ways how to waste people's time. I know. I spent 18 years in educational institutions, 6 years in university. Absolute waste of time from this perspective. That one has to feed oneself, that's all right. Everyone needs some kind of trade. But that's just a side issue. That should not be the goal of life. Our profession is not the goal of life. This is the goal of life. How we've actually not only accept the fact that we're going to die, because there are different religions that really accept the fact that they're going to die. Srila Prabhupada points out how sometimes Maivadis go to the crematorium and they sit there and meditate on the burning bodies in order to realize that I'm not this body. You don't have to go to a crematorium. You just open the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna says you're not this body. You don't need to go to a crematorium. Or Buddhists also meditate on this thing, yes, everything will ultimately end and come to the void. So, the life is preparing for the time of death. But life is not just preparing for death. That's one aspect, just like it is stated here. Ishvara, someone who is actually a master, such as oneself. But one has to actually prepare for what happens after death. Where are we going to go after we leave this body? Why are all these educational institutions there? Or why would someone protest against my saying that it's a waste of time to go there? Because they say, well, you have to prepare for your future. How are you going to live in this world? But somehow or another, those people who give this argument don't want to take it any further. What about the future after this life? Why don't you really prepare for the future? What about preparing for that? Where is your university? Where is your college that's preparing you for the next birth? Tathade antara pratir dios tatranamuyati, and you'll get another body. So who's preparing you for the next body? If you really want to be proactive and look for the after, for the future, then let's look at the future beyond this life as well. And there is a future beyond this life. And what will we be in that next body? What type of body? Are we going to be a body of a dog, or a body of a tree, or are we going to be a body of a devotee, or are we going back home, back to God? It all depends upon us. Yanti deva, pita deva, piti, yanti piti, bhutaha. According to our activities that we perform, then we will get that type of result. So yes, we need to educate ourselves, and therefore, all right, let's have these colleges be here in order that everyone learns some kind of trade in order to feed themselves. But here is the college which prepares not only for this life but also for the next life. And it's not an easy education. It isn't something that happens in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. It's not a part-time job, it's a full-time job. It's a full-time job to understand who you are. What to speak of to trying to understand who the Creator is. To understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Science Academy, they talk about atoms. But still no one understands really what's an atom. What's the smallest material particle which actually makes up matter. So if you can't understand the smallest thing of the creation, how much it takes to understand the Creator,